Thank you for calling Rhonda Bell. This is Rachel speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Melissa Eddington.
Hello.
I was calling because I have Christy Reynolds as one of my clients.
Uh-huh.
And I guess she's real bitchy. And I feel like she gonna, like, she don't want to be bothered with it, basically what I'm saying. And I'm like, well, you called, you kept insisting for me to come for you. Now you want to try to mess up my money. What should I do? Because I don't need my money all messed up, and I'm already getting only 26 hours.
Okay. So if you want me to remove you from her schedule, because I see that that sounds tense, that might be the better situation for you to take your, you know, for me to take you off of her schedule until you guys figure out whatever, you know, because I know y'all have a personal relationship. So if you want me to remove you from the schedule just so it doesn't, I don't want you to get in trouble on the clock. I don't want it to escalate into something where the case manager has to be notified, right, stuff going on.
Right.
So I would rather be preventative and take you off of her schedule, and you can still pick up hours with other clients. We have other clients going. I think I saw you pick up somebody. Well, I thought I did.
Yeah.
But you can absolutely do that.
Okay. Well, for right now, I'm going to just leave it alone until that day comes. But I was just wanting to, you know, see, you know, what's another option or whatever. Because, like I said, now, just in case, if I didn't go today, like, I wanted to come to work. So, do that still counts against me.
Okay. So, say, I can call and speak to Christine and then say, like, maybe she's having an off day and she doesn't need care. If she cancels care, like, it doesn't necessarily count against you, especially because you're calling in and I'm going to document it, but, like, she just doesn't want care today. Because sometimes we do have clients that just don't need an aide for the day or whatever the case. You know, obviously you just would not get paid for it, but it wouldn't, like, look bad on you if she just didn't want you to come today because you guys are going through something.
Right, okay. No, I'm just asking, like, but don't say nothing to her because I'm guessing that she's going to call you. I mean, you know, she's going to call, but I'm calling for myself because, you know what I'm saying, it's about me too. It ain't just about her, it's about me too. And
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm willing to work around whatever kind of schedule she got or she wants to do,
mm-hmm,
but don't tell me at the last minute.
Right. So what time,
you know,
so what's the issue? Like, does she not need you at this morning, or does she need you later on in the day?
Well, right now, well, she said she was still coming. You know, she still wanted me to come. But the way that she called, she was like, I'm bitchy today. I don't know if you're going to be able to handle that. I don't feel like fucking doing anything or whatever. I said, you're not doing anything.
Right.
But I don't know. I guess she just gets like that, you know, to where her whole body is aching, you know, because it's raining outside. And I get
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I get that. But you begged for me to come after I specifically told you I'm trying to get my car situation together. But you begged me. You kept calling Rhonda's house, Rhonda's people now.
Yeah. Yeah.
To get me here. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm here, now you talking like, I don't, you know, well, you ain't going to mess up my money, honey.
I understand completely. Just keep me updated.
I will.
If we need to work on her schedule, like if there's ever a day she doesn't want you to come in the morning because she's not feeling her best, maybe we can try a later on in the day shift if you're able to do that. Or we could switch it out for, you know, another day that you're not working.
Another client would be fine, too. I mean, you know, just so that it's right around the same area, like her area or the Palmar area. I can do that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. No, that's absolutely fine.
Okay.
I know we have somebody available named Stephanie Huff, and she's actually...
That's who I picked up. That's
mm-hmm.
who I picked up on Thursday.
Yeah, she's like in... I forgot what that place is. Like a little complex down Palmyra Road. I forgot what it's called.
Yep.
But, yeah, she's on mm-hmm. that area, so...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just wanted to you know, talk to you so you could drop it down. But like I said, don't say nothing to her because she will call you.
Okay, that's fine. I will wait on her to call me. And, again, my name is Rachel, so I do appreciate you just letting me know. Let me know what's going on. I'll let my other colleagues know. And then if you need anything else, just give us a call, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. Well, I hope that you have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.